Titans Call is a D&D 5e actual play podcast containing mature themes and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the next episode of Titans Call. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Titans Call episode 10. We have finally reached the double digits on this podcast.
Woo!
You heard it here. The excitement. Did you feel how excited players were? Did you hear how uncontrollable their excitement was? I also wanted to say that we are nearly halfway done with this season of Titans Call. So, my players, how are you doing today? Who are you? What do you look forward to today? And I don't know, do you have anything you want to tell? Please, go ahead.
Well, I'm looking forward to awesome shit happening in this episode because I don't want to see where all of this is going. I am Niels and playing Aiden Fringe today, as per usual in this Titans Call season. So yeah, let's see where all of this shit is going.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I just couldn't hide it, you know. And, you know, I'm also looking forward to epic things happening because they're always epic and awesome things happening in this world.
I'm also looking forward to gaining new information. I'm Smurf and I'm playing Macy Graves. That's it. I don't want to say anything else.
Okay.
Well, okay, I am Emil, by the way. I forgot that, I think. So, we're here for Titans Call. I don't know if we have any other announcements, but probably a future me will put them somewhere in this episode if we have any announcements. So, we can just go ahead and dive into our episode, I would say. Or is there anything else you guys want to discuss before you guys dive into Titans Call?
Let's dive in.
Let's go.
I don't know how long I can hold my breath, but yeah, let's dive.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I want to tell the story. When we were looking at who we're going to play with from our friend group, we asked Zünke, do you want to play? And he said, I don't know if I'm going to be up for the task of being an entertainer, more or less, for something like this. And then 5 recordings in, he drops that. And he thought he wasn't ready to be a performer.
It wasn't in character, so... Yeah, I myself am...
Like, I'm still baffled by that joke. But okay, we're gonna dive into this episode.
Bloop, bloop.
Last time we left off, you guys woke up in the city of Bark, or rather in the refugee camp of the city. Smurf, or rather Macy actually, had a dream of dark shapes in an alleyway that looked kind of creepy, bulky, and attacked her, or someone at least. Then you made your way to the city. You spoke to a tree person about teleportation, summoning, and conjuration magic, which ended with your revelation that the city was probably teleported somewhere safe and needs to be contacted, messaged, signaled that it is safe again for them to return, or at least something along those lines. You don't know more about that. Then you went to the library to talk to the Bing system, to find out more about cults, faith, religions, and all of that kind of stuff. You're now in the room 14, where you guys were supposed to find this information you are looking for. So you're in this room. It's a big room. It's compared to the other rooms you guys were in, it's bigger than the others, because there's a lot on religion and religious history. Yeah, you see stacks upon stacks of books in stacks upon stacks of shelves. This room is one of the only ones you've seen so far that has 3 floors instead of 2. And it also has a few reliquaries, a few paintings, a few artifacts, which are secured by, you would say, normal means. So there's glass casing around them. Mm-hmm. You can't sense any magic around them. So, yeah. And there are plaques around them saying that this is the golden staff of wherever, whatever, and whatnot, or that religious history, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys want to do in this room filled of ancient religious history?
I want to go ahead and look for some information regarding cults that wear the robes that I kind of remember from the day we were in the temple the city was attacked.
Uh-huh. Before we start, do we want to look in a system, because there are three of us in this room?
What system are you proposing?
Like someone starting on that side, on the other side, in between, whatever. Do you have a clue where to start, except this room?
There are three floors, right? So okay. Each one could take one floor?
Sounds good.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then I go ahead and look for information regarding cults wearing gray robes that I saw on the day that the city was attacked in the temple.
Okay. Please describe to me more in detail what you're looking for, so I can better find out how to make you roll for that.
I'm looking for any sort of record of any cult wearing these robes, mm-hmm. or robes similar to this, and if there are any cults regarding that information, maybe some ties from that cult or what the cult worships.
And the others are looking for the same? Are you looking for something different, or are you helping, Aiden?
Since we have three floors, I don't know how helping should look like if we split up the work.
The thing is, if you say you split up and all searching for the same thing as Aiden is searching, because he tells you, mm-hmm. let's look for this, and you all go into your different directions, that would still be you both helping him in his research.
Then I guess I'm just helping Aiden.
Yeah,
you have to be physically next to him to necessarily help him. It's just
okay.
That.
Yeah. Just
the
sounds good.
Manifests in some way. So Aiden, you're allowed to make an investigation check with advantage.
Okay. That's a 21. A net 20 for a 21.
Oh, just say it, net 20. Okay. We did that the last time around. You were in the library. And I kind of like the system powered by the Apocalypse Gips for this, so I'm just going to keep doing it. You're allowed to ask me a few questions, and I'm going to answer them as truthfully as this library can.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep in mind that if I answer you something, it is the answer you have in your research.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be true. Books can be falsified.
Yep.
But it is what is in the research library. It's not that there's something missing that you have missed or something. It's that that's the information you get from this room in the library.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say, since it's a nat 20 and this is D&D and nat 20s are, in my opinion, always auto successes, I'm just going to let you ask away. And I'm going to stop you at some point when I think you have the information you need or you don't have any questions to ask anymore. We will see. I'm not going to now reward you with everything you need, but I'm going to reward you with a 20 equivalent.
Okay.
Please ask away.
Then, first of all, is there any cult that wears these kind of robes that I saw?
Please describe to me what kind of robes you mean.
I, as a player, forgot the description of the robe that the main guy was wearing.
Yeah. When you say, okay, I'm looking for a cult that wears gray, bluish, navy blue robes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that works. Yes, there are a number of cults and religions that wear bluish, colorful robes as for their ceremonial rituals, or as their standard garment, or just as a symbol of status in its religion and faith.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are more, you could say, verified churches or religions, so big religions with a lot of following. Some of them are smaller cults. Some of them are smaller faith groups in religions that wear these robes. Yeah. That is what you find out with that first question.
And from these cults and religions that I just found out,
mm-hmm.
are there any that sprung into existence around the time of the that we found to be kind of related to the Titans of Ruination?
Oof. So, again, the Titans of Ruination are old.
Mm-hmm.
That, because Jack O'Hara in 500, right, 900 years ago, found ruins depicting these titans.
Mm-hmm.
In the knowledge you have, nobody knows how ancient these ruins are. So
okay.
It could be, like the question is, if you want to connect them to the Titans through the knowledge you have about Titans. You don't have enough knowledge about Titans. So I can't really answer that question because you don't know. If you're asking if they sprung around in the time of Jack O'Haron, however, that is something different that I can answer.
Then I would like to ask that question.
Obviously. Yeah, there are the time of Jack O'Haron, the 500-600 area, is sometimes called the religious uprising. On a different continent at that time, where the predominant religion of a country, of the big country, dethroned as the prevalent religion in the country and split into 10, 20 different smaller religions and gave rise to even more religions. So it was the time where from one religion, it became 20, 30, 40. And there are, out of these religions and groups, there are groups that wear these blue robes. One of them is the Maritime Church, which is a seafaring church, which is a lot about voyages, discoveries, and the sea. Those are their three big portfolios and tenants, more or less. There is the Star Seekers, which is more or less an astronomer's religion. They attribute godly power to the stars, praise the stars like gods, and their robes are mostly black, dark blue, or a clear blue at least. So that could also work. And there is a third, which is called the Lanterns in the Night, which also wears blue robes. Sometimes. At least their saint wears blue robes. Even though their saint is never named. Their saint is always described as someone that carries a lantern with a blue cloak and walks forward. Nothing else. There's no face and no name. And they just attribute it to someone that guides the lost through the night to a place of safety, maybe. Mm-hmm. At least that is what you find.
Okay, and then one more are from the last three that you mentioned. Maritime Church, the Star Seekers, and the Lanterns in the Night.
Yeah.
Are there any headquarters, might be the wrong word, but...
Religious sites, do you mean?
Religious sites, yeah. Somewhere on this continent.
On this continent, no. These are all fairly small religions, as in that they operate on a local basis, you would say. Mm-hmm. So they are very, very local to that other continent 900 years ago, right? You currently have a book about history in front of you and it's 900 years and you would have to ask another question to find out how they are looking today.
Then that would be the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still around or how are they situated today?
The Star Seekers are pretty much non-existent anymore. At least from what you know, the last mentions of the Star Seekers was 400 years ago. There might be still people practicing something adjacent to it, but the Star Seekers themselves have not been mentioned for 400 years. The Maritime Church, however, is still pretty prevalent under captains and seafarers and pirates even, mostly people that live their lives on the sea, because it's a religion about living freely on the sea. It kind of prevailed through time. Yeah, it spread more or less across the sea.
Mm-hmm. And the Lanterns in the Night, anything
the
about those?
The Lanterns in the Night have been mentioned sporadically most of the time anyway. Their last mention is 150 years ago. When they... this is interesting to you. It's a mention of an occurrence, of an event in a city on the other side of the continent where followers of the Lantern of the Night have been arrested for ransacking a library, for trying to burn a library. That is the last time you heard of them. They were pretty small as a group, you can guess. Probably not all of them have been arrested or executed after that, but probably that made practicing that particular faith very hard. Just because you rolled a net 20, I'm also gonna allow the other two players to obviously ask questions if they want. They don't have to just listen to this. So if they have any questions, they can also ask. I'm not going to diminish the fact that they helped that research.
Mm.
So are there any more questions?
One last question mm-hmm. that came to mind. Is there any mention in one of these three that they have some sort of depiction of someone wearing a mask or masks in general?
No. One of them prays to stars.
Mm-hmm.
One of them prays more or less to freedom. Freedom is their symbol. And the third prays to a faceless being with a lantern.
I think the lantern guys are the ones we need because of Jack-o'-lantern.
Okay, yeah, but that's all of the questions that I had, or at least have for now.
Uh-huh. If you get any questions in the course of the session, I'm gonna just say you can still ask them. Maybe you've probably read more. Maybe you have to process information as you go.
Do I remember if they all wore the same robe in the temple?
So when I remember correctly what we said a lot of sessions ago, a lot of recordings ago, in the temple they wore gray armor.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have seen some robes, gray and also blue.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not all wear the same.
Okay.
They just mostly wore some kind of uniform color of gray armor.
Okay.
But also that armor is not universal, right? They didn't all just wear leather armor. They all wore armor that was just gray.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, they all wore more or less darker robes, dark blue, or sometimes even a little bit of lighter blues, but generally blues, grays, some even brown maybe, blacks, whites, no whites, and gray armor. Yeah, and you saw the mask in the ray, that was a white mask, and the white mask on the one person's face.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, that about sums up the library thing for me.
Okay, so you're done with that, you want to go now?
Not necessarily, but there's nothing that Aiden actively wants to research, or thinks of researching. Maybe helping the others, but nothing right
now. I just wanted to ask, right, if you're leaving or if you say just you're done.
I say I'm done.
So I'm just going to think you're going to meet back in the room, you're going to present the details, that's what you all found out, that's what they're going to do now.
Alright, so in the end we got three smaller religions which use the same color robes.
Yeah, that kind of at least sprung into existence in the time of Jack O'Haron. I'm not sure how these are going to help, but this was just a thing that popped into my head right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else that you want to research?
I'm wondering how much more information we can get from this library so that we don't waste time and still don't miss anything. Feels like a really shady trade-off somehow, because I don't know whether we should invest more time into this library to make sure we don't miss anything, but on the other hand, I'm like, what if we waste lots of time here and could have been doing something more useful somewhere else, you know?
But what is the more useful thing then?
That's the issue. I don't know.
So
the one thing that's missing is the elves part, right?
Yeah, you could say so, yeah.
I mean, we found out about the upper city and the runes. We found out a few potential groups with the gray-colored robes / armor. We have no idea who summoned the Titans. We have no idea where your father, Caradian, is.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no idea what everything has to do with Jack O'Haron, but know that in theory we could ask the elves, because they live long enough.
Because they live long enough, and Jack O'Haron's book, there was a description how the elves named them, so
yeah,
the elves at least were familiar with them to some degree.
I'm just going to tell you that not in Jack O'Haron's book they were called that way. In the researcher's notes of Jack O'Haron's book.
Okay, in the researcher's note of Jack O'Haron's book.
But it might not be what Caradian says, but I just want to make that clear for you as players that there is something different, because there is a researcher that read the book of Jack O'Haron, compiled a research thread on it, and then obviously made their own researches about it. What are these, whatever Jack O'Haron called them, the elves have something that also has that. This is what the elves call it, right? That was the research note you found there,
which you
hang on to. The researcher said, Jack O'Haron calls them this. The elves call them this. I think that was the hypothesis of this researcher.
Mm-hmm.
These two are connected. These are the same thing.
Okay.
That's important, because I was imminent on giving you researcher's notes, not the actual Jack O'Haron book.
Oh.
Right, that's one of the things. You don't have the diary of Jack O'Haron.
Okay. But yeah, we still have the open end about the elves and their names for something that might be connected.
Also, your father seemed to know a lot about this whole situation. So another option would be to try to find him instead of waiting for him to find us. I don't know if that's a realistic approach, though.
I mean, the last time we saw him, he baited the Titan away. And then we saw the Titan go back into the ocean, right? So if we try to find my father, we would follow the Titan?
Possibly, yes. Did they all go different ways? Did they fight? Are they still together and following each other? I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I mean...
So what you're proposing is that we go back to Andoros and take a ship to somewhere in the rough direction we saw the Titan leaving and hope for the best.
Either that or we go through the forest to the elves and hope to find some information on Titans from them. I don't know what else we could do.
Take a ship to the elves, maybe?
Do what?
Well, if one option is to take a ship to sail roughly in the direction the Titan vanished, but also take a ship to get to the elves. The real question is, do we think that the ocean at the moment is a safer space than the Darkwood?
I mean,
that there might be a Titan in the ocean, or we are pretty sure there's at least one Titan in the ocean.
The question is whether we would be able to see the Titan from afar, so we would be prepared to not sail into that direction if we see it. Or would just, you know, would the Titan simply emerge from the water when we're like right above it and then we all just die and everything's over?
That sounds terrible. So
I'm gonna go with Kuradian. If the Titan is anything like an animal, like your father said to you, it would do exactly that. If it's a if it's an apex predator that can do that, it would exactly do that.
We would sail across the water and then at some point, you know, just gone, dead, all of us.
Tasty.
Yeah, in its mouth.
That's not a very enticing prospect, right?
So we scrapped the whole ideas of taking ship or boat anywhere.
Yeah. And what was the issue with the Darkwood again?
If we stay on the road, we might get through, yeah.
Why wouldn't we stay on the road?
The Darkwood is, well, how should I say it? A very mysterious place. And, well, let's just say it's possible that the Darkwood itself would try to trick us.
Yeah, but one thing the Darkwood has going for it, in this discussion at least, is we have a goal. We know where we would be going, or at least roughly. Quite on the contrary, it would be the sailing somewhere into the ocean in a rough direction.
Yeah.
We don't know how long we would be there, and we know that there's a Titan somewhere in that rough direction, but we don't know anything else, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Darkwood might seem more dangerous right now, but at least we have a goal where we would be going. But yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, are there ways to prepare for traveling through the Darkwood?
That's an interesting question. And, well, in the end... Can you specify your question?
I mean, if you know a few dangers, which, a few, I don't know, creatures, or, I don't know, which might be a few creatures which could be dangerous for us, then we could prepare and learn how to avoid them, maybe find a map if we get lost in the forest, or just, I don't know, ways we could prepare aside from taking enough food. Yes.
The problem about preparing our way through the Darkwood is, well, there are streets through the Darkwood that, if they are taken, give at least some sort of security. But if we, for any reason, lose our way and, you know, delve deeper into the Darkwood, I don't think there are preparations for us to make, given that we don't know what to expect.
So basically what you're saying is if we wonder if the roads were lost.
At the best case, yes.
Not in the sense of we just don't know where we are, but like lost, basically dead.
I mean, are there any stories people in the city told each other about Forest Darkwood?
Yeah, there were stories, but nothing too extensive. But yeah, you're the nature boy here.
What kind of stories? What sort?
It's a dark and magical forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
That's where it's got its name.
Yeah, well.
So, a trip to the Darkwood doesn't seem like the most amazing option. Still better than the sea.
Yeah, definitely.
But not a great one either. So the question is whether we could procrastinate that decision to go into the dark wood with looking into something else.
And what would that be?
That's a very good question. I don't think that a trip to another city would be the best idea, because we would only stray further from Andorra's.
Okay.
I mean, can you think of anything we could do here while preparing, or like, I know, waiting for your father or preparing to go to the Darkwood? Is it called Darkwood or Darkwoods?
Well, I call it Darkwood.
Okay, then I will call it that as well.
Okay, then I will call it the exact opposite.
And that would be White Mountains, or...
I hate him so much.
Thanks. Yeah.
Player question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I remember what the conspiracy theorists said while we were walking through the city?
The monsters are coming for us or you next.
Okay.
It's time to flee, or it's time to prepare to flee.
Mm-hmm. So what we could do is go back to the Temple of Nature or Temple of Gaara, and there are magical plants there. Maybe they know more about it or how to prepare.
It seems like those conspiracy theorists have they stick to a prophecy or something like that. You say, all right, we're all doomed, flee while you can. And I don't know where they got this information, or just like, you know, they're just panicking because one city got lost, we could be next. Who knows? And the plant person's already to help us, so that's a good idea as well.
Aiden, what is your take on this?
Yeah, I'm torn. I don't know what to do, actually. Preparing for the Darkwoods sounds like a good idea, at least to be prepared. But I don't know. Maybe there's something more that we can do here, but I don't know.
So we are going to do what now?
Cry and panic because we don't know what to do and everything's confusing.
Do any of you have an idea what to do right now? Not like in the long game, but right now?
Absolutely not.
What time of day is it?
Noon.
It's high noon.
I think at least we can maybe talk to the people in the Temple of Gaara to at least do something while we think.
Yeah. We could also ask in questions about the forest, maybe, if we're already there, and, you know, might as well take the opportunity.
So what do you guys do? I need to know something here.
I think we go to the Temple of Gaara.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go to the Temple of Gaara.
I just need something where you guys want to go. The rest is up to then us to find out what happens. But I can't... Okay. You're going to the Temple of Gaara again, so you leave the library.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Homie and the Dude and their new Kickstarter, The Wandering Tavern. Just like their last Kickstarter, Sky Sapphires, they will deliver incredible content for you to get immersed in a new and unique location inspired by the works of Studio Ghibli, full with plot hooks, mystery, threats, and everything else you will need for a campaign of your favorite TTRPG, packed into this one system-agnostic location. Included in this Kickstarter are 15 giant battle maps, 33 NPCs ready to be used, 30 different engaging and interesting plot hooks, 18 new magical items ready and waiting for your players. and 13 setting-themed recipes, new mechanics, and a whole of world-building features for you to use. The Wandering Tavern is 100% human-created with absolutely no AI involvement. So if you're convinced like me, check the link in the description for the Kickstarter and go right ahead and back today. And I will see you in the Wandering Tavern. And with that, back to the episode.
You go outside, you make your way to the Temple of Gara. No problem there. You enter the temple again. You're once again in this beautiful, lush, calm jungle forest, surrounded by all kinds of colorful flowers, some animals even. And we're not talking just small insects. We're talking a goat walks across the walk from you and then just disappears again.
Oh, right. I'm looking for a plant person.
Who can find a very small person, a very small plant person that seems to be going around making sure everything is in order, you could guess. They have a very big head, a small body, but seem to be working normally fine.
Okay, excuse me, do you have a moment?
Yeah, hello, yeah.
Yeah, hi. Do you know the Darkwood?
No, I don't.
Do you know anyone else inside this temple that knows something about woods outside of this city?
I know many people inside the temple, but I don't know about what they know about outside the city woods.
Do you know someone inside this temple who is originally from outside of this of these?
Oh, cities? All of us are from outside the city woods.
And where are you coming from?
I come from the north. There is a small patch of woods called the I have to make something up. The redneck woods. No.
Oh,
no, that's not what I called. I'm from a place that is called the Red Bark Woods.
Okay, and do you know someone who is from the west or southwest?
Yeah, there are some people, yes.
Yeah. Can you bring us to one of them?
Of course. Come with me. They kind of pick up a pace. They're quite fast, actually, for you guys. So, but you can keep up with them if you
put your mind to it.
You can follow them, and they bring you to a place, and then there is this. It's weird. They look like only half a person because they are only the upper body, head, and arms of a person that kind of extend from a tree. So they are basically an upper body growing outside of a tree. Yeah. Hello. These people want to talk to someone that is from southwest of the temple. And since you, Grandpa, are from southwest of the temple, you might know something for them. They look at you and go, yes, what do you guys want from me?
First, a player question. Is it a human upper body?
No, it's a tree-like upper body.
Okay. It was like, what the?
Growing from this normal oak tree.
It's just shaped like the human. Yeah, I was, for a short time, I was when this was like, an, I don't know, a centaur. But you have the tree bottom and the human element. It's like, what the hell is going on?
That would be also very cool. Maybe they have that as well, but that's not what's happening here.
Okay. So, do you know something about the Darkwood, the forest near the city of Andorra?
That is a strange question to ask, but I do not know of something called the Darkwood.
Do you know of a forest near the city of Andorra?
I do not know of a city of Andorra.
Okay.
I have been in this temple for 200 years.
That is a heck of a long time.
I know.
Okay, but you come from the southwest of this city?
Yes, I was brought here by my planter.
All right. And he used the road?
I don't know. I was a sapling back then.
Oh.
I do not remember that time.
Okay. That is, do you know someone from the southwest that wasn't a seed before coming here?
No.
Okay. Well, then, you know magic, right? A little bit.
I am made by magic, yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any idea what could be inside a magical forest?
I would guess magic.
Yeah, but what kind? What form of magic?
Nature magic.
Yeah, can't argue with that one. Seems logical, yeah. How do you spot nature magic?
I'm afraid I don't understand. What do you mean spot?
Okay, different question. If you travel through a magical forest, then is there some kind of nature magic you should be aware of?
The dangerous magic, you should yes. be aware of that.
Okay. And there is dangerous nature magic?
Yes. Are you asking me how it manifests?
Yes, exactly.
Well, kid, let me ask you a question instead.
Okay.
Is your imagination endless?
That's hard to say, but I guess not. If you describe something to me, I might be able to imagine it, and that goes for everything you might describe to me, but my imagination on the spot would probably be limited.
But limited by what?
By what I know and can think of.
And now imagine the person or the entity using that nature magic. They have the same constraints, correct?
Yes.
So the manifestations are...
not the same as not mine, but theirs, yeah?
So the manifestations come from their imagination.
So it can manifest in any form the user can imagine?
If they so wish, yes. Isn't that how magic works?
I don't know. I have no idea how magic works.
Well, I said that's how magic works.
And you know more about it than me, so no reason to doubt there. Are there ways to protect yourself from dangerous magic?
When you identify it, you avoid it.
And how do you identify it?
You tell me.
How should I be able to tell you when I know nothing about magic and you know more about it?
Well, I can't tell you how to identify magic. I can tell you that you seem like someone that knows how to identify a threat.
Yeah, I can identify a threat, yeah.
So you just avoid that threat. Magic is nothing else than just another thing that is a thing in our world. If it is a threat to you, you just avoid it. Isn't that correct? Just like a dangerous animal is. Or a poisonous gas.
Yeah, but I know how I can identify an animal as dangerous or not dangerous. How do I do that with magic?
Does it have teeth? You avoid it. Does it seem to be attacking? You avoid it. What am I supposed to tell you? I cannot tell you how that magic manifests, so I can't tell you how to avoid it, because that obviously changes depending on how it manifests. If the magic manifests in all creatures being more hostile, you avoid all creatures. If the magic manifests in ways of warping time and space, you need to avoid time and space.
And how should I be able to do that?
I do not know.
Then how can you avoid it?
I don't know. There are probably people that can, but I don't know. I'm a fucking tree. I have only seen this one. Do you know how it is to be 200 years of stationary?
No.
It's fucking boring. It's boring, kid. I don't know how you can avoid warping time and space. I don't even know if that's the type of magic you're facing.
I have
never seen where you want to go. How am I supposed to help you? What do you want from me?
I don't know, help?
Yeah, then give me something I can give you help with.
Are there ways to identify someone capable of using magic, except that they are using magic at this very moment?
I mean, how do you want to do that? I don't know. No.
Yeah, me neither. That's the way I ask.
You look at them and then you make a threat assessment. There are no usual universal ways of identifying someone that is able to use magic. For all we know, one of you three could be using magic.
Is anyone of you using magic? No, right? We had this already.
That would be news to me.
Yeah, so, okay. If they are only limited by the imagination, are there ways to defend yourself against magic being used against you? Like, someone uses magic in order to make you lose your way through the forest?
You see this tree creature, whose face doesn't seem to be that normal of a human face, right? It's made out of tree bark. It's not able to do normal facial expression, and trying its best to squint at you, thinking if they should even answer that question that you just asked, because they just told you that they don't know. Magic to lose your way.
Yeah, getting lost.
Getting lost. How to defend against that?
Yeah, and please don't tell me to not get lost.
But that's the best way to not get lost.
The best way to not get lost is not getting lost?
Yeah. I don't know what you want from me. I can only tell you that you defend yourself against magic in the way that you identify it and then avoid it.
Yeah, I know I'm repeating myself, but how do you identify magic?
That depends on the type of magic you want to identify.
Can you give me an example?
Let's take your example. Magic that is supposed to make you lose your way in the forest. How are ways that magic can manifest that way? It could make it seem like the way is not there anymore, yes. Making you wander off the way in the first place.
Yeah, I can think of that, yeah.
So now ask yourself, how can you identify that? That it is made to seem like the way isn't there anymore. How can you identify that?
Probably by examining it and checking if the way is still there, even though it doesn't look like it.
For example, yes. And that's how you avoid that magic. So, did that help ya?
You see Kuradian opening his mouth, closing it again, opening it like he's wanting to say something, closing it again. I guess, thanks. Now I need to ask a player question about my information about the Darkwood. And yeah, obviously I'm going to ask it afterwards, because why not? Mm-hmm. I, for myself, never traveled too deep into the Darkwood, only on the edge. What did my father tell me about the deeper parts of the forest?
That you should never go there, no matter what.
Anything else?
I think that was all he needed to tell you to, yeah, that you never asked again.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking too, because if he says never do that, then I would never do that, so.
So sometimes when you guys were examining some kind of weird occurrence in the forest, mm-hmm. I don't know, a wild dire wolf or something, let's say that, yeah. On the outskirts of the woods, he would tell you to never venture deeper into the forest because, like, he would use these weird occurrences that often spoke of danger and mystical, mythic things to you that didn't mean much but happened sometime from time to time, always to tell you to never go deeper into the woods. So you connected that to there are dangerous animals there. There is dangerous magic there. Maybe there is something living there that is controlling something. After he told you often enough, do not go into the deeper parts of the forest, you never did. So yeah, that's all the information you have. As we established, you did never ask someone else besides your father for anything.
Alright, so talking about our preparations to go through the Darkwood, besides the obvious preparations, I think we are done.
This feels terrible.
Why?
Because our only option right now is to go somewhere we definitely should not be going.
Isn't there the option just not to go?
Yeah, but what's the point then? And you can just give up on everything and, oh well.
We wouldn't be giving up, we would be waiting for my father.
Waiting for your father feels like giving up, because we don't know when he'll be back.
But why does this mean for you that you would feel like giving up? I mean, waiting for something you know it will happen, why is this giving up?
Well, we're not certain that it will happen.
No, it will definitely happen.
We don't know when it will happen.
Yes.
And just sitting around and waiting feels like I'm failing. Yeah, just failing. Because I'm not trying hard enough.
Failing what? Failing who?
My friend, who is gone. Well, the only person I ever really trusted and spent my whole childhood with. So, yeah, of course I want her back.
And
I want her back really bad.
Is gone.
And I won't be just sitting around and waiting because I don't know where she is and I'm worried. I'm so worried.
Gone with the upper city?
Yes. And we don't know where the upper city is. We don't know what happened, and I just can't stand myself just waiting around knowing that there are people who are gone, and I don't know anymore. It just feels kind of helpless.
But correct me if I'm wrong, our idea to go through the Darkwood to the elves to speak with them about the Titans of Ruination isn't really, for what we know, connected to the teleported upper city.
Yeah, but everything is kind of connected. I have the feeling that everything is connected and we simply don't get it because we don't get magic, because we don't get anything.
But
we're just running around looking for information, not understanding shit and trying to make sense of it. And I have no idea when everything will make sense, if it will make sense. And I'm so anxious that we will not make it and that we will not find out what the whole thing about the Titans is, and that we won't save the Upper City and we won't find my friend and everyone will die. Oh my god, I am so tired.
But you were too scared to even try to form contact with the Upper City for whatever might happen afterwards?
Yes, what if they all die? I have...
But why would they die if you contact them, but not if you do anything else?
I'm scared of everything. Everything is fucking terrifying. What do you mean? There are creatures trying to kill us. There are people trying to summon the creatures who are trying to kill us. People are missing. People are dead. Cities are missing. Cities are dead. No, cities aren't dead. But I have no idea what the right plan is. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I don't know how not to dream shit, which is also terrifying. And I don't know what to do.
I don't think that there are creatures actually actively trying to kill us.
I wouldn't fucking know. And it's...
If you're talking about the Titan and its behavior, it wasn't really like, you know, Predator hunting us. It was more like baited into the city and then just got lost. Like, why the hell is it here? And then got baited out of it again.
Yeah, that makes it really good. Again. I was anxious for nothing. No. I'm sorry. I didn't sleep well. And this whole situation is going to start being a bit overwhelming because I don't know what to do. Sorry, I just...
Yeah, me neither. And I'm looking at Aiden.
No, it's... Maybe I need a second. And I shut up.
Yeah, I look at Aiden.
Yeah, and he has just a puzzled, completely confused look on his face after that escalation right now that came out of not nowhere, but that after that situation escalated so quickly, he was just like, I want to leave now, because he can't deal with that right now or doesn't get how to deal with this situation right now. Yeah, man, I don't know either. What the fuck are we doing here right now?
We are standing next to a tree.
Oh yeah, sorry about that, by the way. I think we should leave.
I think you should leave.
Sorry. Well,
I like this place.
This is a place of calmness.
Yeah. Sorry about that, and I kind of pushed the other two outside.
Oh.
While being pushed, I also mumble a quiet sorry.
Oh, this poor tree fella.
Hey, he said his life was too boring.
NPC abuse.
Life was a drama.
Exactly, it's not Dungeons and Dragons. It's disasters and drama. So you guys exit the Temple of Gaara, the Temple of Nature. What do you guys do now? And
yes.
Mind you, it's quite a walk outside. So you had time to cool down, maybe, for a few minutes to process. What do you do now?
Sit down, try not to cry.
There's a bench for you to sit down across the temple, yeah.
All right, I'm really sorry.
For what?
I'm feeling so overwhelmed. I don't know how to cope with everything.
Understandable. It is a fucked up situation. We all don't know how to cope with that, I think. At least I don't. And I just feel lost in life right now.
Oh.
I would suggest we go to the marketplace and find something to eat. I need something comforting right now.
You can go to the marketplace. You can... What do you guys want to eat?
A treat. Like...
I would like to search for some pastry.
So, a treat. Are you talking something sweet or are you talking salty?
I know, maybe something fatty.
Okay, you can find, I don't know, some street sandwich vendor, you could say, that
yeah.
Probably has some meaty sandwiches, some fatty sandwiches stacked with, I don't know, meat, dried meats, a lot of vegetables and
sounds amazing. That's exactly what I'm looking for right now.
Perfect.
I'm looking for some pastries.
Can find some pastries.
I'm looking for vegetables and fruits were also known already at home.
Yeah, you can find all kinds of vegetables and fruits grown here, and more or less fresh vegetables and fruits. So you obviously pay for that. So you guys probably meet up at some point with all your respective food items, and then you do what?
Stalling to get more time to think. I feel like I'm missing something, but I checked my notes over and over again, and I can't find anything.
We never talked to a breakdancing fox.
No, hip-hop makes skitty is not the solution to your problems.
I'm pretty sure hip-hop makes skitty would, at this very moment, be very good for our minds, but yeah.
Maybe you see him around somewhere doing his other show.
Yeah.
So yeah, what is your guys' plan? What do you guys want to do? If you as a player do not know what to do, you can tell your game master that. You can say, hey GM.
Hey GM, please. I have no fucking idea what to do. It's official. I'm fucking lost. In game and out of game. What the fuck?
Okay, then let's take a step back.
Hey GM, I have a lot of ideas, but I don't think any of them are any good.
What he said.
Let's take a step back. So, why did you guys arrive in the city?
Yes.
To gather some information. And maybe meet some people that were from Andorra's. Or if we see them, that would be good.
Get some information in the end.
Okay, you wanted here to get information. Are your needs satisfied that way? So what do you do to satisfy those needs?
Read the same book again? I don't know. That's the problem. The problem is finding more sources of information.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, how do you do that?
Do you actually have the... As a character.
As a character?
Oh, we could...
Yes.
I wait for
my father to tell me more.
We have this Professor Grambert. We met the Professor Grambert, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he say that he was willing to help us in our research?
That's what basically the first thing he told me, yes.
What the fuck?
What?
Back to the library we go.
I talked with him. So.
Back to the scene where you guys are eating your pastries, yeah. Vegetables and sandwiches, thinking about what to do next. How do you come to that revelation as characters?
First of all, this food is really tasty and very calming. And we should do that more often. I say while mouthful of the sandwich.
Yeah, try this cupcake after that.
It's all right, thank you very much.
If you were hungry most of the time, you could just have said so because you could eat more, but yeah.
I don't think that was the issue, but yes. Can we go through everything we did once again and check whether we missed anything? I mean, then there must be something or someone who can help us to find everything we need, and maybe there's a better option for us first before storming into the Darkwood.
Oh, wait. Yesterday, when we were in the library.
Yes?
I sat in the same room with Caradian.
Well, we stormed into your room.
Yeah, and you were talking to that one person, right? This professor where you kind of argued whether to call them titans, giants, or whatever.
Yes.
Might he be able to give us hints to where to look or anything like that?
I don't know if he would be able to, but he would be willing to.
I think we have a direction again.
I'm looking around.
You see the library, right?
Oh.
That direction.
Oh, right.
Maybe. The professor's still there.
We can try.
And I mean, you already talked to him, so...
Yes,
you
I did.
Probably have an in with him. You know how to talk to him. You know where to find him.
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
No.
Then you just ask Bing? No. Maybe the Bings will be able to help us anyway.
Yes.
So you make your way back to the library after a short break for food and to talk with a tree. You enter the library. You see the Bing system working tirelessly. What do you do?
I walk up to Bing 1.
Okay.
Hello, Bing.
Hello.
Is Professor Wembart here in the library?
He checked in this morning. He is supposed to be in room 3 right now.
Thanks. Can I go to room 3?
Okay. Yes, you can go to room 3. And yes, you find a professor hunched over a few books, sitting there, reading, humming to himself.
Hello, Professor.
Huh? You... He turns around. Oh, it is you!
Yes, you...
Come to rekindle our discussion from the other day ago.
Well, I had a thought about it because we completely ignored the part of the fossil. What?
Caradian?
Yes?
Maybe now is not the time to rekindle that discussion.
But that's what I talked with him about the last time, and you said we go to the direction again?
That's on me. Hi, Professor.
Yes.
My name is Aiden, and we are...
I am Professor Grambart.
Nice to meet you.
I don't think that's even his closely to his voice from last time, but I forgot his voice from last time. So you're going to have to deal with his new voice now.
Yeah, and would you be so kind or willing to help us in some of our research?
Well, because of course. Caradian here already got that offer. Of course I'm going to help you. What research help do you need? Do you need books for me? Do you need me researching something for you? What do you need?
I think a bit of both would be okay. Perfect. Because as you probably know, we are new in the city. And yeah. Especially new to this library, so we don't know shit.
I know.
What was that?
Digested food.
Yeah, okay. And do you know anything about magical runes or history of, or ancient history or ancient religions or where we can find specific things about those?
It is all not my research topic, but I am a researcher, so I could, with enough time, probably find out a lot.
And what is your research topic?
Good question. I hate you.
Well, how the turntables.
His research topic is geography.
Oh.
Well, that's his field of knowledge, at least.
Do you know any ways around the Darkwood except the sea route?
The mountains.
We could take the mountains.
Well, no, you can go through the mountains and then go through the jungle and then you're on the other side of the Darkwood.
Sounds like an option to me.
Doesn't sound like an option to me.
Why not?
I think it would take us a while.
Yes, the lady is correct. That would probably take you a few months.
Months?
Yeah, months. I mean, from here to the Darkwood, you would need 3 days.
Yes.
Through the Darkwood, you would need another 4 or 5 days, maybe a week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You need from here to the mountains, the most available path to the mountains, you would need 4 days. Then you would need to go to the point where the mountains meet the jungle. That would take you 2 weeks. Through the jungle to the point on the other side of the Darkwood would take you around 3 to 4 weeks, months. So and what is this research you need help with?
Well, we found some research paper on the diary of Jack O'Haron.
Uh-huh.
I believe that you talked with Caradian about this fella, at least for a short bit. At least about the O'Haron sphere.
Yeah.
And then came to the Titans of Destruction or Titans of Ruination. And in this research paper, there was some mention about something Jack O'Haron mentioned in his diary.
Mm-hmm.
That the elves would call Titans of Ruination.
Mm-hmm.
And that they might be the same. And we're trying to find the root of this and something more about those Titans of Ruination.
So do you want me to find out who wrote that research paper?
That would be amazing.
Do you have that research paper for me?
Do we have that research paper?
No, you decided to not steal it from the temple you were granted access to.
No, we do not have that.
Well, then it is hard for me to find out who wrote it, because I can't read it.
Fair point. I'm thinking of a way to formulate this without sounding too weird.
Oh, what? Trust me, that train has already left the fucking...
Yeah, I know, but...
A very, very innocent look on my face. I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, then maybe on another topic. Macy, can you draw the runes again, maybe?
I can try, sure, yes.
And is there something more you want to know about the runes? Well, I mean, what they are used for, we know that the destination is not in the runes, but in the magic.
Then help me out here. I'm just saying things we are researching right now. If you want to know anything specific.
You said that this was our new direction.
We could still look into cult, or maybe, I mean, we found those three old groups of people who prayed to various things who were wearing such robes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that there's nothing, not anything else as well.
So in the attack on the city of Honduras, there were a few people dressed in robes. Of which color scheme, Raiden?
Gray and blue-ish, but mostly gray armor.
And when we researched it, we found three small religious groups using these colors. The Star Seekers,
Maritime Church and Lanterns in the Night.
Yeah, the Star Seekers were astronomers, last mentioned around 400 years ago. Lanterns in the Night just really... Yeah, there's not much to find about them, last circa 150 years ago. And the Maritime Church seems to be, well, the biggest one of those three today that has definitely prevailed.
Actually, I have a look to my teammates. I'm like, actually, I might have another question where we might need help.
Okay, then ask.
Sure.
Professor, do you by any chance might help us looking into aching birthmarks, which seem to be somehow connected to magic?
Magic aching birthmarks.
Is there something that has to do with, you know, are there other forms of magic in form of, not like runes, but some more permanent things? Can you put disguised runes on people, maybe? Something? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I can find out if there's anything we have in this library that relates to that.
Because I heard it's all very unclear because I fell down the stairs. And they took me, and I was awake for a brief amount of time in between, you know, the cultists or whatever they were taking me. And I think they were talking about something like that, and I don't know if it's connected to anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what kind of mark they mean. But at this point, I am, you know, scraping every bit of my memory to find something.
Is there anything else you want to load onto this dude before he makes a roll to see if he finds anything for you guys?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, so he makes a roll. He makes an investigation roll with his intelligence modifier and his proficiency bonus to find out what he wants has for you guys. I'm just going to say, the fallout of that we're going to see next week, but I'm going to roll. It's the first dice roll I have in, I think, 3 episodes.
The suspense.
It's a 13 on the die. That's a plus 8 to my 13. That's a 21.
Not too bad.
I would even say that he has more knowledge of this library than you guys, so he probably also has some other bonus to start with.
That sounds promising.
He hands you guys books. Basically, he hands you a book called The Mysteries of Uria and a book called Legends of Long Past Lives. He also puts on top of that a book, At the Edge of the World, a voyage book. And he basically, he says, take these home with you. You guys have library cards, right?
No.
You don't? Didn't Why are you in the library then?
Didn't you two make library cards? So, Leia, both of you...
Oh, the sign up. The sign up, you mean?
Yeah, the sign up is the library card.
Yeah. I didn't have to sign up.
I didn't do it.
You
signed up for library cards, so you both have library cards. So perfect, then you can both take these books home with the Bing system. You can read them, you don't have to. And you guys can meet me at my place tomorrow for afternoon tea, where I will present you my research for the questions you had. So see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, and thank you very much.
Thanks.
And now this is kind of evening, so you're going home in the evening. I'm assuming you guys are going to the refugee camp again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, perfect then. Then that's where we're going to end this probably a little bit longer episode of the show.
If we made it a little bit shorter, we would have the third episode in a row to end at the library.
I mean, we kind of ended in the library because I narrated you guys going to the refugee camp. Thanks, my players, for playing this. Thank you, listener, for listening to this. I hope we will hear you on the next one where my players are gonna maybe read some stories from books.
Yes.
Yeah, alrighty.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, thank you for listening again. And
thank
bye
you
bye.
For listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. This is going to be amazing. I'm Smurf and I'm playing Maisie Graves. And definitely looking forward to gaining new information and considering... No, I don't know what I wanted to say. Sorry.
It's fine. Oh, it's fine.
This is so chaotic and I am enjoying it.
Hell yeah.
Can I say that again?
You can go again, but I can tell you that will go to outtakes.
This is so